USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Derek Chauvin, the fired Minneapolis officer who killed George Floyd, could spend up to 40 years in prison after his sentence in 8 weeks. The average prison sentence on this charge for a defendant like Chauvin, who has no prior criminal record, is 12 and a half years. Chauvin's bail was immediately revoked after the conviction and will remain in jail up to sentencing. The Senate voted 98-2 on Tuesday to confirm Lisa Monaco as Deputy Attorney General for the Justice Department, making her the agency's second highest ranking official. Monaco has experience with cybersecurity issues and is expected to assist with the Biden administration's response to recent cyber attacks against the federal government and U.S. companies. Apple will bring back social media app Parler back to its App Store after the iPhone maker pulled it earlier this year, citing radical Americans were using the app to communicate. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by IBM. With billions of fans around the world, esports are the future of sports and entertainment. IBM is entering the arena by bringing AI and data to deliver best-in-class analytics and enrich the fan experience with the Overwatch League. IBM and the Overwatch League, a professional esports property built around the Overwatch game, launched Power Rankings with IBM Watson to objectively create AI-powered rankings of teams and players. IBM Watson technology helps make sense of the tremendous volume of data available in the game. Corey Shelton, digital strategist at IBM, explains.
As an avid gamer, the application of AI and cloud technology is an exciting development in the world of esports. With so much data and analytics around each unique team, it was impossible for a human being to observe and evaluate each team and player's rankings in real time. With IBM's Power Rankings with Watson, the game is being changed.
Check out Power Rankings at IBM.com/Overwatch.
The House failed to censure Democrat Maxine Waters of California for the inflammatory remarks she made in Minnesota, telling people to get confrontational before the Derek Chauvin verdict was announced. The vote was down party lines, with Democrats having a greater number of representatives. Maxine Waters on MSNBC Tuesday.
Because of my visit to Minneapolis, and my colleagues stood with me, and they voted to table the motion that was put up to censor me, because the Republicans love to use me as a target.
It should be noted the judge in the Derek Chauvin trial called Maxine Waters out for her behavior.
I'll give you that Congresswoman Waters may have given you something on appeal that may result in this whole trial being overturned. I wish elected officials would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that is disrespectful to the rule of law.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Tuesday thanked George Floyd, quote, for sacrificing your life for justice, end quote. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
It's estimated the new Green Deal being proposed by Democrats in Washington could cost every American household over $500,000. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau, reports.
Senator Ed Markey and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are reintroducing the Green New Deal. The proposal, even with Democrats in control of the House and Senate by a slim majority, does face massive hurdles on Capitol Hill. Some moderate Democrats voicing opposition to it, and it would require support from 10 Republican senators to reach President Biden's desk. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, as you can imagine, no fan of the Green New Deal.
Her Green New Deal, the full Green New Deal, is $93 trillion. $93 trillion is $600,000 for every single household in America. I've got a suggestion for the Democrats. See if they can find 10 households willing to contribute $600,000, and the only caveat is their names can't be things like Zuckerberg or Gates. If they're not billionaires, I challenge them to find 10 households willing to do that. They can't.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
China is the planet's largest polluter in 2018, with just over 10 gigatons of pollution for the year. The United States is about half of China's CO2 gigatons of pollution. NASCAR is at Talladega Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.